carry this. Because mm-hmm. I'm about there, too. Yeah. That's it's going.
What?
So, yeah.
So the little play there at the half, the deflected pass to the quarterback for an 8-yard gain.
Shades that of Fresno State?
Yeah, that only happens to us, right?
You know,
like I know it happens
everywhere. As soon as that happened, I said, I don't feel great about their chances the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But he did not score a touchdown.
Good point.
He did not score a touchdown. Defense gets a stop. You force a field goal. Yeah, I'm concerned. Purdue's kind of running all over.
I just tried to. So I've got this generation iPad, and then this is the charger for my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat here for the last 15 seconds while you were talking. I was trying to put this round peg in this square hole.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working.
Is that a metaphor?
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Oh, look, it spells it.
Yeah, so.
Can't
stop the run.
Mm-hmm. Let's look that up here. It's
pull up some right stats.
It's 199 yards rushing for Purdue. Yeah.
Well, you know, so here's the thing that's concerning to me. Coming into the game, one of the things I thought was really key was, hey, get Purdue in third and long, make them throw the ball.
Yep.
Done that several times. And I don't know. Let's see, where is Purdue in third down conversions? I don't know if that's on here.
Pull it up here.
They're 5 of 9 on third down, but several of those were third and longs where they got enough time and were able to convert.
Yep. Yeah, I was just thinking that. It's like pass rush is just
it's not there.
I thought it would be, you know, like I liked Kenny Nelson in the spring. And like, you know, I get the
Kenny flashed a couple times last week.
And I get the whole thing of like it's, you know, I laid out this whole thing. Bad defense in 13, better in 14, good defense in 15. That's you know, so I was like, okay, well, it's still going to be a rough year, blah, blah, blah. But I really thought there'd be a pass rush. Like two of those third downs, if there's anything, it's over. And it's just not.
Well, I mean, that's... Yeah, it's just an issue. Going to need some turnovers.
Yep.
Going to need some turnovers in the second half. Purdue's just going to continue to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You knew as soon as they're... I mean, they're having success inside. It's the same thing, not being able to shed blocks and make tackles. Gap discipline inside.
Yep.
Both those long touchdowns. You know, on the second long touchdown, you got everybody pressed up there at the line of scrimmage. You gashed them. There's nobody there 5 yards past the line of scrimmage.
This is probably the most concerning here. We're looking at the play-by-play of second quarter. I mean, just look at how many plays is that? 16 plays, 74.
Yeah.
Worst offense in the Big Ten.
Well, and, you know, 16 play drive. Let's talk about fourth and two as well. So you have fourth and two. I understand not going for the field goal. The kicking game has been kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
I get that. Is then a time to take a shot from Martez Barr?
Yeah, I that's what I tweeted. No. Like, I normally like that call. Like, I like not the whole express. But you don't kick it from the 22 because the winds are swirling and you don't know where the ball is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lob it in the air where the winds are swirling and you don't know where the ball is going
to
go.
A very low percentage pass, yeah. I mean, and I don't know if that's something. I'll be interested to go back and see what the other routes were on that to see if there were, you know, if there's a 3-yard cross there or something like that. But, you know, maybe that's just Lunt getting greedy. You know,
that whole series.
Hit the big play.
Josh had – Ferguson was in the flat. And it felt like he had the first down.
Yeah.
He lowered his shoulder for that guy for some reason. So he was short of it. And then the throw to Dudek where I think the guy hit him early, but whatever.
Yeah.
So it's fourth down. I just that whole series is just a – It's just, it just is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many things you can spend? Like, my only thing right now is, like, what if, you know, I don't know if you and I talked about this. We might. What if, seriously, what if we're trailing in the fourth quarter and come back to win here?
Mm-hmm.
We could, like, technically, go to a bowl game never leading going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It would be one of the greatest football stats. Trail going into the fourth quarter of 12 games, go to a bowl. It's still out there. It's still possible. I'm going for the inane at this
Keep
point.
Up alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, the student section is chugging.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, I'm impressed with the crowd today. 32-degree wind chill.
I am, too.
It's filled in. It's.
I mean, granted, it's all relative.
Yeah. Relative to what I expected.
Relative, exactly. Right.
Relative to what Purdue was for this game last year, which was maybe 8,000 people in the stand.
So, you know, here's what I'm looking for in the second half. I'm looking for a continued heavy dose of Josh Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to get the ball in Mike Dudek's hands. Mm-hmm. Kid's a playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a little bit more GMO.
Mm-hmm.
Get GMO a little bit more involved there offensively. Again, I like it when they use John Davis. Still haven't used a whole lot of Matt Lacoste on the year.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting they used him on a jet sweep fake, though. That was interesting. That.
Yeah.
But defensively, they're just going to have to make some plays. I mean, really what we have right now is it's a blocking diagram that Craig draws up.
Yep.
You know, they're defensively just not getting off of blocks.
Yep.
And not making plays happen. And sometimes, you know, football can be such a brutally simplistic sport.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I was thinking of that. It's like, what is the Purdue offensive coordinator, after facing like 10 straight games of just like, we can't do anything, he has to be so excited right now. Like,
they're looking at Chops.
It's working. Let's keep going. And the sidelines. Purdue's sideline is so fired up right now. We'll finish with this because you were there. I made the comparison last night because I predicted we're going to lose this game. I made the comparison last night that this feels like Michigan State 2006. You guys got your butts handed to you in the Big Ten in 2005.
Yeah.
You go on the road, your first road game. Michigan State was supposed to be good that year.
Yeah.
And you guys were fired up from the start. You win on the last second field goal. And it was like, you know, once you saw for the first time in a year, now you tell me if this is true, once you saw that hope of like, we could win this, that sideline was electric. That's what I see from Purdue right now, and I don't see it on this side. Take me back there. You feel like that? Did you? Well,
no, I think it's a good comparison because that was the first road game I won in my college career, and that was in my fourth year. and that's pretty much where Purdue is right now.
Yep.
You're right. I mean, it's such a, let's be honest, the talent differential between these two teams is not very big.
Yep.
So much of it comes down to emotion. It comes down to the mental side of things. And Purdue is locked in and in it. Mm-hmm. Now, conversely, the one thing that Illinois does have is Illinois is used to trailing going into the half. And Illinois is only trailing in this game by 3, which is highly advantageous compared to some of the other positions.
Correct.
But you're absolutely right. Purdue right now,
200 yards rushing, they get a 400.
Smells blood.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming after it. And the Illini need to come out fired up. They need to continue to get some stops. And offense, they're going to have to score every single time they have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes through Josh Ferguson. You know, Luntz had a decent day throwing the ball so far statistically. 10 of 16 for 158 yards and one touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been there. Yeah, it's just a matter of stringing together those third down conversions, 3 of 5 on third down.
Yep.
But defensively, they got to get stops.
Yep.
Got to give the offense a chance to
you
get back on the
field. You can't
have
Purdue punt once. Purdue has to punt at least 3 times.
I mean, time of possession, we're used to being doubled up in time of possession at this point, but it's the exact same script here.
Yep.
You know, Purdue's had the ball for about 20 minutes. Illinois had for 10.
Yep. Same old script, which means maybe it'll play out with a fourth quarter comeback.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.